Hanoi Jane's stinking husband's remark about how they ought to have a memorial for the Vietnam protesters right alongside for the Vietnam memorial that's already there. Can you imagine that? Can you and those maggots? Those maggots, Jane and her stinking husband with her lousy health spas. She also came out with a line of Jane Fonda clothing. Unfortunately, the blouses didn't sell too well. Yeah, because they all got a yellow streak right down the middle of the back.
Yeah, that wench! Can't believe it.
Memorial for the protesters. I don't think the memorial would stand very long. I mean, the first day it was up there, it would probably collapse from the weight of the lungers that accumulated. The lungers that accumulated with disdain. Because she didn't know what it was like. On our side. Oh, she knew how the commies had it. She was treated to all of their hospitality. She knew how it was on the commie side. But she didn't know how it was on our side. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli. But everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. We were out on maneuver, search and destroy. Robinson was on point, Kalachecki behind him, Shapiro in front of me, Perez in back of me, Wisniewski, Fritz Kopik, Carter, De Lorenzo, everybody was sweating. I could smell the stink of my buddies. We kept our eyes open, knowing sniper attack could come at any time. Suddenly we heard a rustling on the hillside next to us. Robinson dropped to his knees. I could see his fingers tightening, and I said, "Hold your fire, Robinson, civilians." Civilians, Robinson, hold up. Everybody, hold fire, hold fire. I mean, the second we heard a sound, we dropped down, we looked, and there was a whole bunch of the indigenous population talking amongst themselves, saying, "I am all, and they were setting up on this hillside overlooking where we were, picnic baskets and stuff. And we're standing there looking, wondering, what in the blue blood? Why would they have a picnic there? And they're looking down at us, they're pointing. A couple of them had folding chairs. You know how rare it is to see a folding lawn chair and a chaise lounge in Nam? So we're sitting there, and we're wondering what's happening. When all of a sudden, incoming! And with our superior firepower, Robinson was holding an M60 on his hip, and he just cut him down. He cut him down like cordwood. And then everything was quiet. There were chaise lounges with bullet holes in them, and people splattered everywhere. You could tell the non-combatants. They were the ones lying there bleeding with sunglasses on. And smelling a copper tone. We all looked around stunned for a second there, just drinking in that almost post-coital aftermath of battle where you just stand stunned for a moment. And I was watching him. And as Prokopic went to pick up a bag of M&Ms, I said, "No, Prokopic, don't pick up that M&M!" I didn't even look. I just turned around and I called in a dust-off and said, "We got one.
We got one. Send a chopper and send it now."
I went over to see how Prokopic was doing. He was lying. There was a bouncing Betty. First charge sent it up about 4 feet off the ground. The second one blew it. He was there kind of holding himself. I looked at him. I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Sarge, you got to tell me honestly. How am I going to be in bed?" I said, "Well, let me take a look here." Ew. I said, "Well, let me put it to you this way. Some guys are pounders. Some guys are thrashers. You, Prokopic, are going to have to be a gourmet."
321-101, who's that on the hold line?